Good evening. This is the Saturday evening Bible study. I'm Johnny Coffey, and this is Harmony Baptist Church. We've been doing a study of the Ten Commandments, and tonight is the Sixth Commandment. If you got your Bibles, turn in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 13. And the Bible says, "Thou shalt not kill." Thou shalt not kill. The first thing I want you to notice is what is required in the Sixth Commandment. What is required in the Sixth Commandment? And the first thing is that law agencies are designed to preserve life. You got your Bibles, look in Romans 13. Let's go to Romans 13. Okay. Romans 13 and verse 1. We've looked at this before. Seems like we've looked at this a lot lately. Okay. Government's come up quite a bit, especially with election and everything. Romans chapter 13 and verse 1. It says, "Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. For there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil." Look at that. Rulers are not a terror unto good works, but unto the evil. The Bible is, the design of rulers is to preserve life and to protect us. Now, you know that Paul, when he wrote this, he was... Nero was in power, and we know that Nero was not protecting life, especially Christian life, okay? But those powers that are ordained by God, and God has put the position there. The position is ordained by God. God sets up order and society, and if you have someone who does not, and you have a ruler that does not protect, preserve life, and does not take care of those types of things like abortion. Abortion is preserving life. If you have a ruler that is not preserving that life, that human life, then go to the voting booth, vote appropriately, do what you're supposed to do to get the leaders that do what God has commanded. Okay, that's our responsibility. Our responsibility is also to pray for those rulers. If we have a ruler that's not preserving life, not preserving our wealth, not preserving people because of the color of their skin, not the religion they believe, not protecting those people, we have a responsibility to pray for those people and to vote accordingly. Okay, be the Christian witness that you're supposed to be. And remember that just like God saved us, God can save our rulers, okay? So always keep that in mind. The second thing is, what is forbidden in the Sixth Commandment? The first thing that's forbidden in the Sixth Commandment, "And thou shalt not kill," is the taking of our own life. Look in Psalm 31 and verse 15. In Psalm 31 and verse 15, the Bible says, "My times are in thy hand." This is David speaking to God. "My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me." Okay? Psalm, look at the first part. It says, "My times are in thy hand." It means your days. Our life is in the hands of God. God has given us our life. Okay? We do not have, the right to take our own life. Because it's a gift. God has given us our life. You know, one of the reasons why suicide is a sin is because God has given, he died on the cross for us to have eternal life. And for us to take our own life instead of trying to use our life to glorify God is a slap in his face. We don't have that right. We don't have the right to play God in that instance. Okay, now, the law, God has given us the law to preserve life. And how do we preserve life? by honoring God, by defending life, by holding those accountable that take life. Those that take life need to be held accountable, okay? And that's the reason why we have prisons. That's the reason why we have the death penalty, is to preserve life. Because if you have someone who takes life, then you need to preserve it by taking their life. That's the reason the Bible does give the death penalty. Somebody says, well, if you have the death penalty, then you're taking a life. That's just not being logical. Because if you have a murderer, let's say you have a serial killer, serial rapist, whatever, they're taking multiple lives. You're saving a life by ending the life that takes other lives. Okay? That's just common sense. I mean, we don't even have to be rocket scientists to figure that out. Okay? The Bible says to preserve life. Okay? In let's look in Genesis. The second thing is the life of our neighbor. Thou shalt not kill or take the life of thy neighbor. Look in Genesis 9. This is where we had the death penalty. Genesis 9 in verse 4. It says, but flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, shall ye not eat. And this is God speaking. And surely your blood of your lives will I require. That's the death penalty. At the hand of every beast will I require it. And at the hand of man. And the hand of every man's brother will I require the life of man. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of God made he man. And you be fruitful and multiply and bring forth abundantly in the earth and multiply therein. The Lord is bringing forth more life. Okay? You take the life unnecessarily. And we read countless indications, accounts in the Bible where men had to go to war and they were commanded to go to war and to kill. That is not murder. Okay? When you go to war and you're having to kill to protect your land, to protect your family, self-defense. The Bible's very clear about those things, okay? The Bible's very clear about the difference between murdering someone, taking someone's life because you want to take their life, and self-defense. And the third thing is murder starts in the mind, the birth of murder. Look at 1 John 3:15. 1 John 3:15 says, whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him or dwelling. In other words, if you're constantly hating people, you need to check yourself. You need to reevaluate. There's things that start, remember, actions start with thoughts, not the other way around. Okay? You hear people say, well, I just lost it and I did this. You thought. Okay? Now, you might have been not thinking clearly, but you thought before you acted. Okay, if you made an action, a thought came before that action, always. Okay, who you are is what you think. Look in Proverbs 23, 6 through 8. Proverbs 23, 6 through 8. The Bible says, eat thou not the bread of him that hath an evil eye, neither desire thou his dainty meats or his good food. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee, because he's planning evil things for you. He's seducing you with his food. The morsel which thou hast eaten shalt thou vomit up and lose thy sweet words. And you realize what he's planning. Okay? Whatsoever a man think, so is he. How your thoughts are, that's the reason you need to check yourself. When you get bitter, when you start hating someone, you're thinking evil thoughts about a person, especially an individual person, all the times, you need to check your heart with God. Okay, because your heart with God, your relationship with God, Matthew 22:21. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first great commandment, and the second is likened to it. Love the Lord thy, love thy neighbor as thyself. The first one takes care of the second one. If you love God, you will love your neighbor. Not if your neighbor is a good person. If you love God, you will love your neighbor. You will love your brother. You will love your mother. You will love your dad. You will love the ex-wife you have. You'll love the kid. You'll love your son that's ripping you off and stealing money to get drugs. You will love your dad that abandoned you, or your mother that abandoned you, or you will love the parents that gave you up because they didn't want to be bothered. If you love God, it takes care of your love of everybody else. And murder starts in the mind. If you love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, you will love your neighbor as yourself. You won't even think about murder. Okay? So remember, thou shalt not kill. Okay? Thou shalt not kill yourself. Thou shalt not kill your neighbor without a cause. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not think about killing. Okay? Remember, all right? Check your thoughts. Sin starts in the mind. Good night.